The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2004, a spacewalk was called off at the last minute at the International Space Station when ground controllers noticed that one of the crew's oxygen containers was rapidly losing pressure. With the station crew pared down to two following the Columbia disaster, the spacewalk, involving a 45-minute journey across the station to repair an external circuit breaker, would have left no one inside the station. The spacewalk was rescheduled for a later date. Born on this day in 1946, Challenger astronaut Ellison Onizuka. It seems like most of the cast of the original RoboCop movies was born today. Peter Weller in 1947 and Nancy Allen in 1950. Fantasy author Mercedes Lackey was also born today in 1950. And in 1961, Ian Glen of Game of Thrones fame. The Flash's Candace Patton was born today in 1985. In 2013, writer Richard Matheson, who made his mark with novels such as I Am Legend, died. He wrote some of the Twilight Zone's most popular episodes, as well as installments of Amazing Stories, Ghost Story, The Outer Limits, Star Trek, and the TV movie The Night Stalker, which led to the series Kolchak the Night Stalker. In 2015, actor Dick Van Patten died. In 2012, the Pinta Island tortoise was declared extinct. The last known individual of the enormous subspecies of the Galapagos tortoise died in captivity, though some possible young hybrids were later discovered on another Ecuadorian island. Adults of this subspecies were known to weigh as much as 900 pounds. In 1983, the Twilight Zone returned for the first time in two decades on the big screen.
On June 24th, four acclaimed directors, George Miller, John Landis, Joe Dante, and Steven Spielberg, take you to another dimension.
With a mixture of episodes based on the original television series episodes, the movie was produced and partly directed by Steven Spielberg and featured an all-star cast. It was successful enough at the box office to reignite interest in bringing the Twilight Zone back to television. And in 1991, Sonic the Hedgehog made his debut on the Sega Genesis home video game, cementing his place as Sega's mascot and Mario's new rival.
It's bad enough that Sega Genesis has the most 16-bit games, but this new Sonic the Hedgehog, oh, he really ducks my doilies. They say he's incredibly fast. Well, what's the hurry, mister? And about his attitude. Smarty pants! Why can't it be more like that nice boy Mario? Oh! Little brat!
Now, get Sonic free when you buy a Sega Genesis system at its new price of $149.99.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.